You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now joining us on the Kyven Foods guest line to help us kick off week one of the NFL season with our five-star picks of the week is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you tonight?
Hey, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Ah, excellent. Really good. Are you ready for your shot to get your prognostication title back from Bob?
I've been waiting for a whole year, man. What are you talking about? Am I ready?
He was ready.
All right, let's get it going. Our first game this week, Tony, is about to get kicked off here very shortly. The Thursday night game with the Kansas City Chiefs going to Foxborough to play your boys, the defending champion Patriots. First of all, Tony, we need to get your season prediction for the Patriots. Last year you said 15-1. You were close. They went 14-2. How do you think your boys are going to finish the season?
16-0.
16-0. All right. Always with the bold blowout predictions.
That's right, baby.
All right, Tony. I got it down. Tony Collins says 16-0. All right, let's talk about tonight's game, Tony. The Patriots are an 8.5-point home favorite. The over-under is 48. Any chance the Chiefs come in and knock your boys off? I guess not, since you think they're going to go 16-0.
Hard to beat the Patriots at home. I think I've seen somewhere that every time they've won the Super Bowl, they haven't lost a home opener. Got to go with the Patriots again, man. They're just too strong. Even with Edelman out, they still got too many weapons. And, you know, they got I forget that guy's name, that quarterback. He's pretty good, too. So, I got to go with the Patriots, man. You know, it's going to be tough for Kansas City to come in New England and beat them at home. So I'm going 31-17, New England.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
I can't add too much to what Tony said, Chris. They're Gillette Stadium opening night. That's just the Patriots being the Patriots tonight. I think they may have a little bit of laboring at the beginning, but I still think they win by 13 points. They're just too loaded. Even without Edelman, they're going to win, I'm going to say about the same score as Tony, 30-17.
Interesting, because I got the same score as well written down. I got the Patriots 30-17 as well. I mean, to your point, Bob, right? The Patriots are the Patriots, and you never bet against Brady and Belichick. We all know that. Key matchup, I think, to watch tonight, on the defensive side, the Patriots, who do they have covering Travis Kelce? I think the same for the Chiefs on Gronk. Kelce is the Chiefs' main receiving weapon. If you shut him down, their passing game is severely limited. I'm sure Eric Berry is going to be responsible for Gronk, particularly on those seam routes. But the last time these two teams have played was in the playoffs back in 2012. Gronk had 7 catches, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think we'll see them, more of the same tonight. I'm with you guys. I have Patriots 30-17. All right, Tony, our second game this week is the Cardinals going to Detroit. The Cardinals are a 2-point road favorite. The over-under is 48 on this game as well. Who do you like here, Tony?
Yeah, this is one of those games that you toss the coin, man. Arizona traveling all the way to Detroit. Time change. They are playing inside, so that's not going to hurt them at all. But I just don't know, man. And I like Arizona. Johnson's at the running back. I just don't know if they can do it. So I'm just going to flip a coin right now. Heads Arizona, tails Detroit. And it's heads Arizona. So I'm picking Arizona. Arizona to win 24-17, Arizona.
All right. And the Tony Collins flip the coin special. Bob, what do you think?
I give a slight edge to Arizona also, guys. I think David Johnson, he's going to be my MVP pick. I think he goes in there, cements it right away that he's a elite player. Going to have some points scored. I'm going to say the Arizona pulls this one out 30-27.
All right, and I like the Cardinals as well. I'm sort of in the middle of you guys here. I got the Cardinals 31-24. To your point, Bob, David Johnson might be the best all-around player in the game. He could be an MVP candidate this year. Rushed for over 1,200 yards last season, added 80 catches. Larry Fitzgerald is back. He says for one more year. We'll see if this is his last year or not, but he led the league in receptions last year, and Carson Palmer is 37 years old, but like Tom Brady, he doesn't appear to be slowing down. Ninth in the league last year in passing yards. He averaged 282 yards a game. We know the Lions, and we know Matthew Stafford is also, you know, one of the great quarterbacks in the league. Top 5, 10, you know, quarterbacks, depend on who you ask. Finished sixth in the league in passing yards last year. So I think, you know, both of these teams can throw the ball. I think they're both offenses are very good. I think the difference comes down to defense. Arizona was ranked fourth against the pass, ninth against the run last year. I think their defense is just better than the Lions, who were 19th and 18th respectively. So, and I didn't see them do a whole lot in the offseason to make that defense much better. So I'm taking the Cardinals as well. Like I say, 31-24. Third game, Tony, Oakland Raiders going to the Tennessee Titans. The Titans are a 2.5-point home favorite. The over-under in this one is 50.5, getting higher and higher, you know, with these over-unders. So, Tony, the Titans have been a sexy pick this season to go a long way, certainly to win the AFC South. Who do you like in this game?
I like Oakland, man. I think Carr, the quarterback, you know, coming off his broke ankle, I think he has a lot to prove this year. They were close last year. I believe if he wouldn't have got hurt, they would have caused a little damage in the playoffs. So, you know, they got the running back now. I forget the guy's name, but you know who I'm talking about. Can't think of his name. Marshawn Lynch coming and playing for his hometown in Oakland. So I think Oakland is going to come in there and win this game, and they're going to. I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be a blowout. I'm taking Oakland 44-10.
44-10. There's the Tony Thomas blowout special of the week. There we go. All right, we're back. Bob, what do you think?
Well, we're going to differ for the first time this year. I think Tennessee at home, high expectations. Mariota leads a late drive in this game. Chris, I think it's going to be a close game with some points scored. Let's say Mariota and company win this game 35-31.
35-31 Titans for Bob. All right. Well, guys, you know, I'm like I said at the top of the show, I'm all in on the Raiders this year. I like their offense. I think they're going to be hard to stop. To Tony's point, Derek Carr, you know, was having an MVP-like season last year before he got hurt late in the year. 28 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. A pretty good ratio there by Derek Carr. Amari Cooper's a dynamic receiver. Michael Crabtree came into his own, had over 1,000 yards last year, only the second time that he's done that in his career. To Tony's also point, they've added Marshawn Lynch, who at a minimum should be able to get them the tough yards. And don't sleep on Jalen Richard and DeAndre Washington, the guys that back him up. And then obviously on the Raider defense, Khalil Mack is where it starts. So, yeah, I think Tennessee is very good. DeMarco Murray, you know, third in the league in rushing last year. Derrick Henry backing him up. So certainly they've got a good rushing attack. But I'm going Raiders too. I like the Raiders in what would be an upset, 30-27. Our fourth game, guys, this week is the Seattle Seahawks going to Green Bay in what should be a tremendous game to start off the season. Packers are a 3-point home favorite. The over-under is 51. Tony, who do you like to come out on top here?
This is a tough one to pick, man. It's hard to be Green Bay and Green Bay. Seattle's got a great team. They got a great quarterback. They got a great defense. This is a tough one, but I'm gonna have to go with. I think Seattle can go in there and win this one. So I'm it's a iffy, but I'm gonna take Seattle to win it. It's gonna be a close one, 20-17, Seattle.
All right, Bob, who do you got?
It's always hard for me to pick against Green Bay at Lambeau Field, Chris, and this may be one of the few weeks all year that they're healthy and they have all their weapons. Much better offensive team than Seattle. Of course, Seattle's got the better defense. But I just think at home, Aaron Rodgers hitting on all cylinders, Jordy Nelson healthy. Green Bay puts up 35 on a good defensive team and wins 35-24.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to watching the Seahawks defense. You know, has Richard Sherman lost a step? You know, how does it motivate him that they were shopping him, you know, so hard in the off season? What impact does Sheldon Richardson have after being traded to Seattle from the Jets? How does Eddie Lacy do? Right, he comes right back. You know, after being released by the Packers, signed by the Seahawks, now he comes right back to play the Packers in week one. If the Seahawks can run the ball effectively, they should be hard to beat again this season. Now on the opposite side, right, Aaron Rodgers has been tough on the Seahawks defense in Green Bay. In their last two matchups at Lambeau, the Packers are 2-0 in those games, and Rodgers has completed 77% of his passes against that defense. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Now, when they go to Seattle, completely different story. They're 0-3, and he's got 3 picks. But a big key, you know, the Packers is going to be the running back, right? As I say, you know, Eddie Lacy, he moves on, and he's replaced by Ty Montgomery, who is a converted wide receiver. But, you know, he averaged nearly 6 yards a carry last season. Now, limited carries, but, you know, he had a big game against the Bears, 162 yards in that game. So when you look at the, you know, the Packers offense, right, with Randall Cobb, a healthy Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams at wide receiver, they add Martellus Bennett at tight end. You know, I think they're going to stretch the Seattle defense. Rodgers sacked 35 times last year, but only once by Seattle in that game that they played. And Green Bay blew them out last year in Green Bay 38-10. So guess what? I think it's going to happen again. I think Seattle starts to grow old before our very eyes. I like Green Bay to win it 30-20. Our last game this week, fellas, is the Sunday night game. The Giants go into Jerry World to play the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are a 4-point home favorite, over under 47.5. So, Tony, can Dak and Zeke, who, you know, his one, you know, gets to play this game, even though his 6-game suspension got upheld, which that makes no sense to me. But can those guys team up and get the Cowboys an early big win in the division?
I just think Dallas has too many weapons right now with Zeke playing. Big conference game for both the teams. They want to win their first conference game, of course. But Giants going into Dallas right now, I got to take Dallas, man. Dallas to win it, and 24-10, Dallas.
Dallas, 24-10. All right, Bob, what do you think?
I agree with Tony. I think they're at a point right now, guys, where they have to win this game without Elliott because it's going to be a kind of a rougher road those next 6 weeks after that. So, I see the Cowboys. They'll be electric down there, with a guy like Beckham, not 100%, and the Cowboys hitting on all cylinders. Even though those guys may not put up the same numbers they did last year, I think the Cowboys can win this game. And will. I think they're going to win 30-17, guys.
So I was all set to pick the Giants in this game until they said Odell Beckham is doubtful and doesn't look like he's going to play. So as I said, you know, when Bob and I were doing our picks at the top of the show, Tony, I mean, I like the Giants this year. I think the Giants are going to win the NFC East. But without Odell Beckham, I think the Cowboys can get him. You got Zeke in there, that offensive line. Now, the Giants defense is a lot better. You know, I like Landon Collins, a Pro Bowl safety there. You know, I think Eli Apple in his second year is going to be making some strides. So he's also dealing with an ankle injury. So I think they're going to be a little beat up, unfortunately, coming into this first game. And I think they'll drop it. I'm with you guys. I'm taking Dallas as well. I think they win this game 27-20. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you're doing to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.com, TonyCollinsSpeaks.com, helping kids go off to college with scholarships, man. We're doing some special things, and I really enjoy that. And seeing those kids get those scholarships is something really special to my heart. So go to the website, make a contribution, help these kids get into school.
It's great stuff, Tony, as always. Good luck this week with your picks. Good luck with your fantasy football team as well. We look forward to catching up with you again next week, my friend.
Take it easy, Tony.
Bye, guys.
All right, see you, Tony. As former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins and our 5-star picks of the week, we've got our next guest, Anthony Beck, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Anthony on the other side of these words about our friends at the Salt Creek Golf Retreat.
If you're looking for a great place for your annual golf outing, a weekend golf getaway, or just a round of golf with your buddies, then Salt Creek Golf Retreat is just what you're looking for. Centrally located in Nashville, Indiana, just south of Indianapolis and west of Cincinnati, this challenging but fair 18-hole golf course appeals to all skill levels, and its scenic views of rolling hills and tree-lined fairways are sure to make golfing memories for years to come. Owned and operated by former Purdue and New York Giants fullback Randy Manier, Salt Creek Golf Retreat offers stay-and-play packages that include golf and a fully furnished 1- or 2-bedroom condo. After your round, be sure to stop by the 19th hole sports bar and restaurant for great food, fun, and drinks. Randy and his staff will treat you like family. For more information, log on to saltcreekgolf.com. That's saltcreekgolf.com. Or give them a call at 812-558-5944. Salt Creek Golf Retreat. Start making your golfing memories today.
This is Reggie Kelly, former Cincinnati Bengals and Atlanta Falcons tight end, and you're listening to TNT, Thursday Night Tailgate. Brace yourself for the explosion.